I'm sitting in one of my favourite spots down by the River Thames in Richmond. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'm just watching the world go by for a bit. I'm here on my own, without Vance, just the cane and I. A cane that's slightly worse the wear for its trip round Sicily. And it's the first time that I've been outside in about 5 days. I won't dwell on it, but the reasons for not having Vance here and not having been out was that if you heard one of my recordings where I'd walked into a bench whilst in Sicily, well, eventually the leg became infected, and middle of last week, well, up until pretty much yesterday, I could barely stand on it, let alone walk. So my parents have very kindly been looking after Vance for the past half a week or so, and I came out now really just to sort of test the leg out and see if I can have Vance back tomorrow. But the thing I wanted to comment on was how strange it is actually sitting here without a dog, watching other dogs go past and listening to other dogs go past. When I have Vance with me, a proportion of dogs will come over and want to say hello, and a proportion will virtually leap in the river to avoid walking past us. But now, here I am on my own, pretty much invisible to everybody else around, and the whole world just sort of carries on. They neither skirt around or come close. There are big dogs and small dogs and some paws along their way, but not really to see me, because why would they? And it just feels a bit odd, really. Funny thing is, it's also felt rather odd using the cane, and this is ridiculous because I was using it the whole time in Sicily, and you know, in quite difficult circumstances at times, walking down roads at night with a fair bit of traffic and not much of an idea of what would happen if I leapt 2 feet to the left. Hopefully I would still be standing on the road rather than leaping into a vehicle or off the side of a cliff. Hopefully Mark would have stopped me before doing the latter. But I don't know, I feel really sensitive to things today. I think partly because the cane's not running very well, as I say, the roller tip is pretty well stuck. I think it must have got some sand in it or something. So that doesn't help, but just in general, I just feel a bit sort of... detached from the cane and detached from the world around me, which is all a bit funny, really. And I've lost count of the number of times I've walked into, or almost walked into, people. I had a very, very near miss with a lamppost. I only knew it was there when it whizzed past my face, sort of a couple of inches to the right. Obviously, still haven't got the cane skill off pat yet. I thought I was doing all right with it. I thought that I had built up my confidence a bit more. But maybe I have a little way to go. The breeze blowing now, which you're probably hearing on the microphone. It's amazing how even a tiny amount of breeze makes a terrible racket, I was discovering when listening back to some of my recordings from Sicily. The sun is just starting to go down on the other side of the river. It's as if there are two suns at the moment, a being bright one in the sky and one reflecting in the water. I think partly because I've been inside for 5 days. I seem to be quite photophobic this evening, struggling with the glare quite a lot, which I get a little bit normally, but not to any huge degree compared to some other people. I also think about wandering back, really. The funny thing is, my leg is hurting now while sitting down than it was when walking. If I could guarantee that... actually, that doesn't work. I was going to say if I could guarantee that I could keep walking all the way to work, then I'd be all right. But that's a bit silly, really, isn't it? I'm either going to be standing or sitting on the train, and both hurt. So I suspect a little bit more time working from home is in order. All right, that's it for now.